all the things in real estate with the head of the real estate program next, the real estate board. That's right. We're going to have Sandy Hosteller on my show. Oh, my gosh. Stick with us. The head of SunTrust is on next. Back after this.
Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm on. Wanda tells me I'm on. Wanda, I got news for you. I'm always on, Wanda. That's right. You know who else is on? My friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They sell Audis. These guys buy them. And down in Key West, they've got all their great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's that? Well, that means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock me.
Please welcome my very good friend and the finest broadcaster,
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Hold my beer.
On 880, The Biz.
There's a new bud in town.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Today we're celebrating my favorite number, 3.14159265355.
Oh, no, that's pie.
Blueberry, blackberry.
Blackberry, boysenberry.
Boysenberry, huckleberry.
Huckleberry, raspberry.
Raspberry, strawberry.
Strawberry, cranberry.
It's American pie. Cherry pie.
Honey pie.
Pie.
March 14th, Happy Pie Day.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right. I want my piece of pie too, Wanda. And hey, if you need your piece of pie and it's a financial piece of pie that you're looking for and it's a real estate deal, well, then what you got to do is you got to give me a call here on National Pie Day. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I know all the people that you need to do talk about making your deal. That's right. Maybe you need to get your home refinanced, pull out some cash. You went to the bank. They said, sorry, we can't help you. I can help. That's right. I recently helped two different friends that didn't have the right kind of credit get their deal done at my bank. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some kind of creative thing. It needs to close real fast. Did one of those too recently. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can close your private loan within a week. And maybe it's real complex real estate capital that you need. I can do that too. Got some real sexy piece of real estate you need to sell? Don't know how to do it? Call me. I just sold Wynwood Yard. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Well done.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
Wow, Wanda, you're just running all over the dial there with all that stuff. Is Polo really running the board today?
I'm not exactly what you're, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not at all. I'm hearing all kinds of ups and downs.
This is what happens when we're not together.
Well, I love being together with you, Wanda.
It's tricky.
It's tricky, but we're gonna get it done, and I'll see you next week. I'll be back there with you next week. But Wanda, right now.
We miss you.
I know you do. I'm here with one of my good friends, Sandy Hostetler. Sandy runs real estate for SunTrust Banks. The different bank?
Yes, that's right. I was there like maybe 100 days and picked up the paper and found out we had been sold to BB&T.
Well, that's okay. I know the guys at BB&T in real estate. They are very good people. They're not just guys. There's ladies there too. Now, you're laughing because you're one of the top. We're here with one of the top females here in the real estate business here in the state of Florida. Sandy, tell me a little bit about what's going on in the real estate market, but I also want to talk about why you got involved with the Bergstrom Council. So first off, what do you see trending in the market? Is the market heading okay? Because everybody seems to think it's going to be okay for a little while.
Well, so, yeah, we had a really good prediction from our kickoff speaker today, Dr. Mark Ditzer. And, you know, he told us that he feels like the prediction is that we will see at least another 3 to 5 years of, you know, maybe not the same level of, like, he described last summer as a boom. And so maybe not that amount of acceleration, but feels like we will stabilize and still continue. He doesn't see a setback for at least 3 to 5 years.
I call it the Trump bump. I have a hashtag. Anybody can use that. Hashtag is shown here on my website. Trump bump. That's right. I call this new economy reality that we have, the Trump bump. Now, Sandy, you're the president this year of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Board. Why'd you get involved? We've been involved for since you were a teenager. But why did you get involved, and what do you feel about your involvement today? Because, my gosh, you've gone all the way to the top.
So I got to tell you, it's, I love this board. I'm a Gator. And, of course,
we love you too.
And have, been active in this board for probably close to 15 years, maybe a little bit longer. And I just love it. I mean, like, best friends are here, and wouldn't have met people like you and Steve Cohen and so many others.
I'd give Steve Cohen a shout out there because he blew us kisses when he walked by.
And, I built great friends and professionals and a network of real estate leaders, but I always walk away from this conference and I've learned something really valuable. And lastly, but maybe most importantly, I feel like we are growing future leaders to send out into the world to go lead real estate in Florida. So.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I think of it as helping my legacy. I've done so much already that really what I'm about now is my legacy is what I'm really trying to focus on. And what I really like to do is team up with people that I have what I call value system alignment with, bring them together, and then create a beautiful legacy just the way my professors have created a legacy for me. So, Sandy, you were talking a bit about some of the people that were on the committee and some of the people that helped you. Who are some of the people that have really helped you bring this together? Let's give a couple people some shout-outs.
Oh, absolutely. I told the room today that if this is, of all the committees I've ever served on, this one really was by far the best. Ernest Johnson, managing director at Apex One, I mean, he led the program, did a spectacular job. I think this program is relevant and meaningful, and we had a good turnout, so I think the market accepted it. And I got to say, Jerry Desclair, he also, he helped with sponsorship. Shout out to last year's chair, Ted Starkey, because he put a really high target for us, and it was a hard one to match, but we're really excited. We raised over $200,000, so it was amazing group.
Well, high five to you, and let's see, some of our sponsors this year that helped us out too, we're going to give them a high five too. Now, Sandy, I do a lot of mentorship with the kids. Tell me one of your stories about working with some of the kids, then we're going to give a high five to some of the sponsors.
Absolutely. I've had several mentees working for me, and I learn from them sometimes too, right? They are just amazing students, and I'm really proud right now. One of my mentees is, I learned yesterday, along with three other females, have formed a team that's going for the Harvard, like a Harvard case study, and they are finalists in the nation. So, when we look at having the number one real estate program in the nation, and you look at our women bringing a team together to compete at a Harvard level, that's impressive.
It is. And there's Dirk. We're not going to ask Dirk because Dirk's not allowed to talk to me on the radio. He'd get a demerit back at the ranch there. But he was a really good speaker, too. Now, let's give a high five to some of our sponsors. Sandy, tell me some of the people that joined you. Thank you, Wanda. Tell me some of the people that joined you on the team and helped sponsor this fabulous event.
Yeah, absolutely. Apex One, Bergstrom Investment Management, and New Bean Real Estate were platinum sponsors. So thank you to, of course, Kelly Bergstrom again, and Ernest Johnson worked for Apex One. New Bean came in. We also had gold sponsors. I'm so proud that SunTrust, my new bank, is a gold sponsor. Marcos and Millchap stepped up to the gold level, and so did Avison and Young. And then we've got, like, oh my gosh, our loyal sponsors, AGPM, Ackerman, Bridge, CBRE, Center State, Epic, JLL, Newmark, Knight Frank, Strategic Property, SCP, and Wells Fargo. I mean, we loyal supporters.
Yeah, well, that's because all those people hire our kids because they know where the best pool of talent is. And Sandy, I really want to take a minute to thank you for the leadership that you provided on the board. It's been really great to work with you throughout these years, to watch you be one of the women that leads real estate in a very, very pioneering way, providing incredible leadership. Now, are you going to be going to this dinner they're having tonight?
Absolutely. So we're very proud of this. Tonight, for the first time, we are doing a Women in Real Estate dinner. We have 30 attendees, and it's a great mix. It's right around 15 either current students, I think 11 existing students, and 4 that have just recently graduated, along with 15 veteran female real estate professionals. I think it's going to be amazing.
So oh my gosh, that sounds terrific. I'd love to be a fly on the wall there, but I'm a guy. So let's see now. So then you get them all together. You're going to talk. You're going to network. You're going to provide something that most women don't have, which is mentorship and guidance. What would be one of the pieces of advice that you would give to a woman that's looking to start out in real estate today?
To know your stuff. I mean, one of the ways I think I've really differentiated myself is to do my homework and to know. And that's why I'm at conferences like this. I mean, this is how I learn more about real estate, and I know the leading trends. And you know, one of the things we learned today was that industrial was, you know, just incredibly strong right now. And you know, I think if you want to differentiate yourself, you got to work hard and know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think that's advice that bodes well for everybody. You know, and again, I think that the most important thing that I seek today, this is my new little, I'm not writing a book, I'm just saying it over and over again, hashtag Trump bump, and also hashtag value system alignment. I think the most important thing today is value system alignment, because it reduces anxiety in the workplace. It creates a positive environment for teamwork, and it gets people headed in the right direction for the right reasons. I don't know, Tim, you think I need to write a book? What do you think, Tim?
I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea. And I think more and more companies are going to a purpose-driven, and SunTrust is. I mean, we're purpose-driven. We believe that if you build your community, you build your bank, and we give every employee a day off so that they can give back to their community. So I'm with you, buddy. It's about legacy and pulling up somebody else the way.
Yes, I think tomorrow we're going to talk about what Generation Z is. And from what I recall, the last time I was lectured on what Generation Z is, it's people that are entering college, but it's also people that value transparency, honesty, hard work, integrity. So I think you got it nailed, Sandy. You're a Generation Z person.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you stand for. I mean, I don't know if you've read the book Halftime.
Tell me.
But Halftime is a book that basically, you know, you get to some point in your life and you've accomplished what you set out to accomplish. And you look back and you go, like, it can't be all about me. It's got to be what I do for others.
See, we have a guy on the show, Brewster Kell. We have his theme, his book was It's All About Them. I agree with that. I think it is all about them. And if I'm feeling down, I find that I really help to bring myself up if I do something good for somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. I can't agree with you more, bud. That makes sense.
Well, that's why we're on the board, Sandy. So, again, I want to thank you, Sandy. I want to thank you, Sandy, personally. I want to thank SunTrust for their very generous donation. I want to thank Ernest Johnson, who's not Ernie Johnson, for helping out. Say, yeah, well, you're doing great over there. I don't know why I should have interviewed her. And so that's just Mr. Johnson walking by with Mrs. Johnson, who is obviously the better half of that. And I just want to say thank you to Sandy for being on the board, for donating your time and your effort and your energy. But more than that, risking yourself, putting your honest, honorable self out there. And tonight, putting together the kickoff event for the Women of Real Estate here at the University of Florida.
Absolutely. Go Gators.
All right, Wanda, we're going to kick it back to Wanda. We've got a great second half of the show. We're going to talk more about real estate, more about mentorship, more about value system alignment, and I may write my book in the second half of the show. We don't know. So stick with us. You never know what's coming up next. All I know is that Wanda's coming up next with some great music. Wanda, you're...